While we are talking state politics, and we're in that realm, I might just cross quickly to South Australia, where quite sensational development seems to have happened today, with the Labor opposition threatening that there might be circumstances in which it would block the South Australian budget. It might trigger all sorts of crises if that were to happen. It's over a controversial car park tax that is unpopular. I think we can say that uncontroversially. Joining us now is ABC reporter Nick Hamsden in South Australia. Thank you very much for your time, Nick. Sorry, I meant to say the Liberal Party opposition in South Australia is threatening to block this. This comes down to whether or not the car park levy is in the budget appropriation bill. Is there any prospect that the South Australian government is going to try that on?
Well, that's the big question, Waleed. Certainly the government's being a little bit cagey about how it's going to present this bill in the budget. It's been something that's been on the table since late 2012, and the government has been through a pretty long period of consultation with this, and it went to the election just a couple of months ago proposing this $750 annual levy to car parks in the Adelaide CBD. But obviously the opposition campaigned against it. We now have a minority Labor government which controls, with the support of a couple of independents, the numbers in the House of Assembly. But in the Legislative Council here, it's a different matter. The crossbenchers and the Liberals have a bloc which could, if this tax is included as part of the budget, effectively block the budget. And the Liberals are saying, look, let's throw tradition out the window. We've campaigned very strongly against this measure. If you include it as part of the budget, as opposed to a separate bill, we're prepared to block the budget.
It seems like a fair bit of brinkmanship that's going on in this particular case. How do you think this will affect what the South Australian government does?
Well, that's true. There is a lot of brinkmanship going on, and you'd have to think that if it stays this way, the government may choose to back down, because certainly if it's in a situation where it can't appropriate money to spend on all the things it needs to spend it on, it doesn't want to be in a situation where we go back to an election. When you consider the election result, which was effectively a two-party preferred vote of about 53-47 to the Liberal Party, but the Labor Party getting an extra seat and the balance of power being held by a couple of independents, you'd certainly be a bit nervous if you were one of those independents. In particular, Martin Hamilton-Smith, a former Liberal leader who defected from his party last week, you certainly wouldn't want to be going back to face the voters right now.
Yeah, no, that's right. We'll see who blinks first. Nick, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Willie.
That's Nick Hamsden, South Australian political reporter for the ABC.